Hello, I am Father Peter Lin from Washington, D.C. Welcome back to the Redemptorist Reflection. Today is Monday of April 29th, Memorial of St. Catherine of Siena, Virgin and Doctor of the Church. Let us be attentive to the Word of God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Pray to you, Lord Jesus Christ. No one understands each other better than people in love. When two people love each other, they understand each other on a level that no one else can grasp, because they reveal themselves only to each other. Dear brothers and sisters, in today's gospel, Jesus promised, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal himself to him." Jesus kept this promise, and he fulfilled it concretely in the life of St. Catherine of Siena, whom we remember today. Catherine was born in Siena in 1347 and died in Rome at the age of 33. Catherine did not study scripture, as did the Dominican preachers who formed her, or as did other patristic and medieval writers on discernment such as Origen or Bernard of Clairvaux. Rather, she was exposed to scripture through the liturgy. Catherine prayed with and reflected on what she heard and came up with her own interpretations. She had a tenacious personality. She was persistent and unrelenting in questioning those who could help her learn about Christ and Scripture, and did not hesitate to put forth her perspective. The depth of her wisdom comes from her immersion in the Word of God as she listened to the daily recitation of the office and attended Mass. The profoundness of her wisdom was made ultimately possible through her relationship with God. Despite her lack of education, her wisdom was remained timeless and become a Christian classic. With her deep love for Christ and His Word, God transformed her into the first lay woman to become a doctor of the Church. Indeed, Jesus loves St. Catherine of Siena and reveals Himself to her in His words. He knows her, and she knows him on a level that not many people can grasp. And as you know, the dialogue, St. Catherine of Siena's famous work, was dictated to her secretaries as conversations she had with God, the Supreme, the Eternal Heavenly Father, with whom she conversed in moments of ecstasy. Dear brothers and sisters, if God fulfilled this promise in St. Catherine's life, then God can also fulfill it in our own lives. May St. Catherine of Siena pray for us, so you and I, we know and love Jesus more and more in His words. In other words, may we offer to God an opportunity to reveal Himself to us in His word, because He loved us. Amen.